The International Organization for Migration says the majority of Iraq's internally displaced fled their homes following the bombing of the Al-Askari Mosque in Samarra in February 2006. In a new report, the IOM says the number of people leaving their homes in search of a safe haven slowed significantly in 2007 because of a drop in violence. In fact, according to the IOM report, an increasing number of internally displaced people and refugees have been returning to their places of origin. But IOM spokesman Jean-Philippe Chauzy tells VOA the number of people returning home remains very small. For example, he notes only 8% of those who fled Baghdad have gone back.
There are some challenges associated with those returns. For instance, the report finds out that more than 30% of the displaced claim that their property is currently occupied by private citizens. That means that there will be numerous settlements regarding legal disputes over property. There is a property issue that needs to be addressed if the return movement continues or increases in 2008.
According to the IOM report, 65% of the displaced people surveyed come from Baghdad, followed by Diyala, Anbar, Nineveh, and Salah al-Din. Most say they fled direct threats to their lives. Chauzy says the longer the displacement crisis goes on, the worse the situation is becoming for these vulnerable people. He says many cannot afford to pay for even substandard shelter. He says they have little access to basic services such as clean water, sanitation, and electricity.
We find, for instance, that only 22% of the internally displaced have regular access to food distributions. We know that this, with inadequate shelter, with poor services, is causing major chronic health problems, malnutrition amongst women, children, the elderly. We also know that some of the displaced are more particularly vulnerable, female-headed households that require increased attention as the assistance is being delivered to those displaced communities throughout Iraq.
The IOM report notes the availability and quality of health care in Iraq dramatically deteriorated in 2007 because of the continued exodus of qualified professionals, severe shortage of medical equipment, and damaged infrastructure. Health workers and IOM monitors report a rise in the number of unattended births, miscarriages, and prostitution. They say many displaced Iraqis are psychologically traumatized from their experiences. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.